There will be earthquakes in many places. The present ones have been nothing compared to what will happen next. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 23 through 35, quote, "Then if anyone say to you, behold, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will arise, and will show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told you beforehand. If therefore they say to you, behold, he is in the desert, do not go forth. Behold, he is in the inner chambers, do not believe it. For as lightning comes forth from the east and shines even to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Wherever the body is, there will the eagles be gathered together. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give her light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then will all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming upon the clouds of heaven with great power and majesty. And then he will set forth his angels with a trumpet and a great sound. And he will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Now from the fig tree learn this parable. When its branch is now tender and the leaves break forth, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Amen, I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all these things have been accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 17, 1999, or excuse me, 1989. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
And directly overhead in the sky, I see an opening of light. The light is circular. And coming through the opening, oh, I recognized him right away from the distance even because of his cloak. Jesus is coming through the opening, and he seems to be hurrying down fast because he's moving at a great speed forward. I can see him very clearly now. He looks so beautiful. He has a long flowing hair. His hair looks much longer now. It could be the cape that he has on. The cape is quite shallow around his shoulders. It doesn't have like a cuff like his last cape that I saw. Now, Jesus is looking all about him and smiling, and he's pointing high up into the sky. Oh, there, Our Lady is coming. She's directly over Jesus, but to his to the front of his vision, and he's pointing, and Our Lady is coming forward now. But she's not traveling alone. She has a ball under her feet. It looks like a girl of the world. And she's coming down slowly. Oh, and now I can see Jesus. He's smiling. His cape is blowing a bit in the wind up there. And I don't know if it's raining, but it looks so glistening, his cape. And he has a border of gold around the cape now, the mantle part, and down to his feet. And I can see Jesus' feet very closely. He's quite close to us this evening, near the upper tree, directly over Our Lady's statue. And he has on brown leather-like slippers, sandals, really. And Jesus is pointing now with his hand like this to the Blessed Mother, who is now directly at his right side. That would be her left side. Jesus is standing, but it's Jesus' right side. And now Our Lady is placing her fingers to her lips like this, which means to listen and repeat. My dear child, Veronica, it was most urgent that you be here this evening, because the evil in your world has accelerated greatly since you were here some time ago. My child and my children of the world, I want you to know this, for the perseverance in the fight ahead to stop the Satanists and their quest to take your children from your homes. I ask all parents at this time to be a steady guardian of their children and not to become obsessed with the things of this world, the pleasures and the monetary gain. I wish that all parents who hear my voice tonight be alerted to the fact that there are over 10,000 now cults in the United States and Canada alone. Many children have been slain by them in sacrifice to Satan. Is this what you want, my children? Parents, keep a close watch on your children. Be sure that they do not leave your home without your knowing where they are going, for many will not return. This adaptation of Satanism shall not be prevalent when the Eternal Father gives us the means to reach all humanity with this plea from heaven to save your children from the Satanists. Now, Our Lady is moving over, and she's going to Jesus' right side. That would be her left side. The ball has disappeared, and she's now whispering something I cannot hear to Jesus.
How can we protect our homes and our families from fire, earthquake, theft, hurricane, and so on? On June 30th, 1984, Jesus said, quote, "Pray and wear your sacramentals. And also, my children, I ask you again to place a crucifix upon your door. Both front and back doors must have a crucifix. I say this to you because there will be carnage within your areas, and this will pass you by if you keep your crucifix upon your doors." Unquote. We have what we call a home protection packet. It contains four crucifixes, a small tube of superadhesive glue, instructions, and testimonies. This home protection packet is available for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. Send $8 today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. in the past week, people have pledged in the next year for an additional 1,458 holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. This brings a grand total so far to 23,920 holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses Shrine will be the greatest apparition that has ever occurred in the history of the world. Also at your holy hour, I ask that you pray that we will have many generous supporters to continue Our Lady's prophecies on these last days radio program. On September 14, 1985, Our Lady said, quote, "Like a thief in the night, the chastisement shall come upon you. Are you ready, my children? Have you read and reread the messages from heaven given from the years that go back to 1970? Unquote. On December 7, 1978, our Lord said, "You must read and reread the counsel of my mother given in the past. Like a puzzle, many of you seek the answer. All will fall into place in time." Unquote. Our Lady talks about a miraculous spring at Bayside, and it will be called the Lourdes of America. On February 10, 1976, Our Lady said, quote, "Yes, there is a spring upon the grounds of Waters for Cure. When the time is right, the Father, the Eternal Father, shall bring up the waters." Unquote. On May 17, 1986, Our Lady said, quote, "Yes, my child, I am going about the world, appearing in various places, and I have reason for all. One day, my child, the waters will come up at Bayside, and I will appear over the old church building. Then your bishop cannot deny my appearances." Unquote. Let's all pray that this miraculous spring will erupt very soon at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, an audio track of this program, and much more. Visit us at www.tldm.org. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1989. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"And Jesus now is looking straight down at me. His eyes are very beautiful, but boring. They seem to be a light that goes right through you. There's no way to explain it. But I feel so much better now. Yes, Jesus, I do feel much stronger and better now. I was certain I would not be able to be on the grounds this evening, but I knew that you wanted me here and Our Lady for reasons, and I knew that you would get me here. Now Jesus is touching his lips again like this, and he's making the sign of the cross with his hand like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. My child Veronica, I have a mission for you that may not be pleasant. You can reject it when you hear me out, or you can answer yes. What I want you to do, my child, is to reach your bishop, and you will write to him, if not a personal visit, that I will leave up to you, my child. But you will tell your bishop that we in heaven are much distressed by his current action of allowing the Lutheran group to enter upon the cathedral, my church upon earth, the Cathedral of St. Agnes. You will tell him that all heaven is distressed by his mistake. You, my child, will pray much for your bishop and all of the bishops of the world. There are so many errors now abounding that it seems almost hopeless to recover those who have lost their faith. Many have left my church upon earth, and this disagrees with the heavenly plan to save all mankind. I become agitated, my child, when speaking of this, because the fault lies mainly with my clergy. The sheep are wandering now, and so few have taken to prayer to save them. The prayer life of the clergy has almost become nil. That means, my child, that they must return to meditation and constant prayer, or much more shall happen to the earth. There will be pestilence anew. There will be earthquakes in many places. The present ones have done nothing compared to what will happen next. There will be a great earthquake in the Los Angeles area and also New York. I told you this before, my children and my child, but I must repeat to you, many prayers are needed now, for the balance is most uneasy. Look up, my child, and tell me what you see over the farthest tree. Oh, I see St. Michael. I'd know him any place, but oh, he is so large. He covers the whole sky. He has a balance in his hand. It looks like there are gold bars on the right side of the balance, and over on the left, it looks like nothing, and yet with that nothing, the balance is heavily to the left. Yes, my child, Jesus is pointing. Look up, and you will see why. I look high into the sky, and I see all kinds of merriment, dancing and drinking and carrying on, and I see things that cannot be holy because it offends God very much. I cannot repeat them, but I see scenes of carnage. My child, you are only looking upon earth. Should I show you much more that is taking place at this very hour, you would most certainly pass out from the shock. Because, my child, through the years, I have given you knowledge of the evils of the world, but to experience them would be too much for your weak heart. My child and my children, there is another matter that I brought you here this evening for, my child Veronica. I want you to tell the world again and remind them that they must all make it an issue among their cardinals and their bishops that in order to save the world from communism and its fast gallop of the warlike Mongols down after those who are innocent of heart, the fast trod of the hoofs comes from, my child, the apocalypse. The red horse is war, and war is in the balance. Next, my child.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 17, 1989. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lukens, former secretary and close friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, with the vigil of September 13th, approximately 300 people were present, and there were three buses and many cars from different states. Now, my first testimony here is from Massachusetts, to Our Lady of the Roses. Please publish this letter for your readers. It's more proof of the powerful intercession of Our Lady of the Roses. My friend's sister was facing major surgery to prevent her from having a stroke due to a damaged, corroded artery leading to her heart. I gave my friend a rose petal, blessed by Jesus and Mary, and also a medal of Our Lady of the Roses to keep up her faith and comfort her. My friend and her sister are not Catholics, but Methodists. However, my friend believes in our Lord and our Lady's power. Recently, my friend called to inform me that the damage to her sister's artery, the heart, was gone in such a short time. I am writing this letter to acknowledge Our Lady's powerful and miraculous deed in this serious situation. With special thanks, then that is signed. Now, I have another party here from Louisiana. To Our Lady's workers, a tornado passed through our town in Westlake, Louisiana, in the morning of January. No damage came to our house, but two trees fell down in my mother's front yard. The electric light utility pole on my mother's house broke during the storm, and a neighbor said he saw a big flash of fire spread right across the utility pole onto the top of my mother's roof. But no damage came. The fire vanished almost immediately. My trailer was rocking with the wind. So was my grandmother's trailer house, too, but no damage to either one of them. An electric fire also flashed over my grandmother's trailer on the roof, but no damage. My mother, my grandmother, my sister, we all have blessed wooden crucifixes on our outside doors of our house. We also have the Blessed Rose Petal and the Holy Statues of Our Lady. We all give thanks to Our Lady of the Roses for sparing us any damage on our homes. Also, our Bayside group gets out the Bayside directives and messages of Bayside in our area. We believe this work has spared our area from much disaster in the past of floods, tornadoes, and storms. And then that is signed. Now, I have another party here from California. She wrote to the bishop, Your Excellency, about 7 years ago, nothing in my life seems to be going right. Everything was in utter turmoil. My husband and I had some terrible marital problems to the point that we had to be separated for a while. My oldest son became very ill, both physically and psychologically, for no reason at all. My eldest daughter told me she was a lesbian. She drank a lot, got involved with a Jehovah's Witness, and later became pregnant by him. My illegitimate granddaughter is 2 years old. My youngest daughter tried to commit suicide. My list of problems were endless. I have tried to analyze what was wrong with our lives. We did what normal people did. We weren't really bad people, and yet our lives were never quite right. We went to Mass every Sunday as a family, yet something was still missing, and our love for God was only lukewarm. About a year and a half, on one of my solo escape trips from my family and problems, I accidentally came upon Bayside apparitions. At this point in my life, I had almost given up completely in God. In fact, I was so angry with God for the allowing so many problems in my life that I took down all the religious pictures and statues in my home and threw them in a drawer. I then said that if Jesus really existed, he would show me some physical evidence. For some unknown reason, upon my arrival in Hawaii, my sister-in-law, a Protestant, presented me with an article on Bayside that someone had sent to her from New York. The strange feeling overwhelmed me. I knew somehow that the Bayside story was meant for me. This was the physical evidence I needed. From there, I wrote to Bayside, inquiring about Our Lady's apparitions there. Today, there has been a wonderful change in our lives. We say the rosary every day, and I am buying and borrowing all kinds of books about our beautiful Roman Catholic faith. We are discovering so many wonderful things about our church that I never knew before. We spend an hour every Friday evening at 9 p.m. at Our Lady of Peace Shrine in Santa Clara with the exposed Blessed Eucharist. And I can't tell you how much I look forward to going there. The beauty of it all is we truly believe in Bayside and its logical messages. And we've never been to Bayside, yet it has performed wonders for us. Your Excellency, if our Blessed Mother is appearing all over the world, why not in New York? She is surely needed there. Then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Lady's messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask Our Lady to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before those glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.